This is a podcast from the U.S. Department of the Interior.
As we begin this discussion this afternoon, Americans take to the road this Memorial Weekend. They face skyrocketing energy prices that are dramatically affecting their families, at the pump, at home, and at work. If we want to lower the cost of energy, we must be willing to use our own energy resources as part of a balanced, rational, and realistic national energy policy. The EPCA 3 report that we're releasing today, I think, points to part of that solution. The study, an unbiased and scientific survey, identified 31 billion barrels of oil and 231 trillion cubic feet of natural gas on federal lands, mostly in the West. That converts to 598 billion gallons of gasoline and 214 billion gallons of diesel. The report indicates of the natural gas resources, 41% are currently off limits to development. Of the oil resources identified, 62% are off limits to development. That 62% represents almost 19 billion barrels of oil, which converts to 372 billion gallons of gasoline and 133 billion gallons of diesel. America has abundant energy resources domestically. We simply choose not to develop most of them in the past. 60% of the oil that we currently use comes from foreign sources. In setting national land use policies, we need to recognize the major technological advances such as directional drilling, well pad design and placement have dramatically improved industry's ability to develop energy resources while protecting the environment. But harvesting domestic resources and technological innovations are only part of the solution. A balanced energy policy needs to include expanded nationwide energy conservation and efficiency initiatives, rapidly developing alternative and renewable energy sources, and in conjunction with emerging clean burning fuel technologies and potential CO2 sequestration, we must expand domestic oil and natural gas production. Administration investments are spurring technology for cleaner and more effective burning of oil and coal, and sequestering greenhouse gases through ground storage and reforestation initiative. The EPCA 3 report can help national policymakers make more informed decisions about land use planning to assure that constraints are in place and those that are proposed do not erect unnecessary barriers to oil and gas production. The report also can serve the American public and renewed national discussion of how we can most effectively reduce the cost of energy and meet the nation's critical energy needs.